This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, July 5th, and it's a little after 11 a.m. in the morning. We celebrating as we march on to our 49th Independence Anniversary. Once again, it's C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today as we have Open Line Tuesday. Yes, it's an open line again today, so that means you can call in and bring up a topic on anything you wish to talk about, and I will give my commentary on it. Also, I have one or two things I found interesting inside the news, and I wish to bring it to your attention and to hear your comments on those too also. But without further ado, I shall start. I was amiss yesterday. I did not wish the great United States of America happy independence, right? And as they celebrate. And we must remember how important the United States is to us. And in fact, a reflection, how important we are to them. We are on their third border. And our history, our existence is intricately related, connected to the United States as we are connected to them. Right? So I want to give tribute to them and a recognition to them and saying thank you and to just extend welcome and greetings to them as they celebrate their Independence Day celebration. So what is it that is on my mind today that I found pressing that I must bring up? I see the Minister of National Security is starting his operation expelling persons from national parks. I found that interesting, you know. I thought we were expelling those COI people off the park. But anyway, that's a different place altogether because that was the well fields. But we instead went to the national park. And I remember the statement was geared towards a specific group of people at a specific place. But any place he goes and expel persons who are living on Crown land is always a good thing. So I appreciate that. But what I found also interesting was that he made mention that there was a complaint again from because of that special grouping, who said there is some spillage, I forget the word, increments or some sort, I forget the word, that the national parks were being contaminated by these people who are squatting, right? And I found it and I appreciate that he, as part of his operation, he had people investigate that and found that there was no spillage in regards to that. So that's something good to celebrate, right? And then there was a detaining of migrants, undocumented migrants who were living in these national parks. I didn't know we had migrants living in our national parks. Apparently all of our national parks, hopefully not the Exuma Land and Sea Park, but apparently all our national parks have people squatting there. And now, because of the pressure, because it brought to the fore, because someone started complaining, there is now an operation. And it's something we need to be grateful for and be grateful to those people who thought it necessary to bring it to the authorities' attention, right? So that's one of the things I want to discuss. I see I already have a caller. So, Producer Ali, patch the caller through. Let me hear what they have to say. Thank you, caller. Thank you for calling Guardian Radio. And AM, this is C. Henry. How can I help you today?
God laid it in his dark and white along with you, Nuri.
Bremen, let there be light. Where God is.
God is light.
Amen.
You know when it can be light?
Go ahead.
When people put Christ, who is the origin of all light, into their heart.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it's always going to be dark. Once they're dark, once the people dark, they're going to be displaying darkness. And it causes the world to be a dark place to live in.
I live in hope, Bremen. I pray it gets better.
Oh, well, you know, all of us living in hope. Mm-hmm. But, you know, something got to happen with those evil ones.
Yes. What's on your mind today, though, Bremen?
A lot of things on my mind. I want to know, I wish I would see the day when, get back to the day, when you call the police for a person 3 times. What's supposed to be the law, they get locked up. Also, right, what I also would like to happen, when the magistrate put out warrant for a person,
mm-hmm.
I want the police to pick them up. Don't wait years before you pick them up, especially if you know who they are. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
My other point is, right, my last point is, hello?
I'm here, Bremen, listen to you, man.
My last point is, right, I think the police just take too long to come when you call them. You know, take for instance, an individual call the police. He or she may have things to do.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the police take hours. Sometimes they come the next day. Sometimes they come when the people already left. Who doing the crime?
Mm-hmm.
Who causing the problem? And that's my other point, right? This is the other point, right? That's what I want to bring up. Now, it's good for the government to take our money and get people off of Crown land, which is the Bahamian people own, right?
Mm-hmm.
In which the Queen put in escrow for us. But also, other people causing problems that are squatting on individual people land, right? And some people even don't have the money to go to court, or to get a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And they're causing a lot of problem in the neighborhoods. You know, some need to be done about that.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because they cause a lot of problem, and because they are squatting, they want to steal people's land. The police also know that the land is not theirs, but, you know, the police get, you know, has a problem. I know they are a problem. But it seems that it was so the police don't know how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
So that needs to be fixed.
Well, definitely. I'll hash these things out, Bremen. I mean, I'll bring them up every so often to let the authorities know that we are concerned and these issues need to be addressed.
Warren Miller need also, right? Warren Miller, he responsible here, what you would call the Minister of Environment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get in contact with him, but I'm in...
What you need to contact with Warren Miller for?
Huh?
What you want to talk to Warren Miller for?
about one of the situations where people around here has an open cesspit.
You don't got to call Vaughn. You can call the Department of Environmental Health.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, I had called them before, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I need to call Ward Miller.
You want to report them?
Yeah, because I've spoken to the doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
The minister, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he showed me that Ward Miller are in charge of situation as such.
So you spoke to the Minister of Health. And
right.
The Minister of Health said that you need to go in contact with the Minister of Environment. Instead of him contacting them and let you know.
Ward Miller. They gave me a number for Ward Miller, but then that's not answering.
I blame him. Okay.
Yeah, so I need to speak to him. Mm-hmm. I wish somebody could let him know Bremen, Darlene, Frickson, trying to reach him.
What I can do for you, what I will do for you, right? You tell me what the issue is, and I'll text Minister Miller for you.
Okay, what where they're living, they're squatting on the land, right? They got about 15 grown-ups lives on the property,
uh-huh.
A small piece of property, plus some small children.
Uh-huh.
They has an open cesspit,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And what it does, this open cesspit was a toilet. You know, one of those outboard toilets?
Yeah, toilet. Go ahead.
Okay, so they turned that into...
So you want this toilet closed in. That's what you're saying. That's the issue.
The whole yard, because they...
Okay, let me call Urban Renewal.
Let me finish.
Oh,
let me
okay. finish. I was trying to solve it, but you want to finish?
Let me finish. What they does is bail it. They bail it and dump it on my premises. One time the police came here, met him dumping the 5-gallon bucket of feces and human feces on my premises, and he didn't take him. All the police did was told me about it.
Mm.
You see? So it needs to be dealt with.
Let me reach out to Urban Renewal and have them see if they can help. They might could do an outside toilet there for them.
No, but they got to go because it's not their property.
Oh, see, that's a different issue.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why the police are having a problem.
Oh, okay.
Because it's not their property.
You want them to live on the street. I understand. Well, but thank you very much, Bremen. I appreciate your call. I understand. I mean, there's a housing shortage right now, and people looking for any place to live now and any place to squat. And I understand that you don't want them there, but let the people them live, man. You don't want them to live on the street. It'd be a nuisance. If they find a little small spot to live for a while, or tell the owners, whoever owns the property, tell them come and deal with it, right? I'm something else I wanted to talk about, and I wanted to talk about an incident that happened a few months ago, right? A few months ago, and in fact, the charging is a crime happened, and the crime was 4 police officers was charged for manslaughter, right? And the issue was that the police said that this person, they were chasing the person, and the person took out a firearm and shot at them, and they returned fire, right? And of course they returned fire, and the man ended up dead. You shoot at the police, expect to get shot at and expect to get killed, right? But after investigation, after there was an outcry by the man's family, after a video turn up of surveillance, right, the police officers was charged for manslaughter, right? This is after the police said, man, no, they're shooting at us. Then of course, right after evidence coming, the police were charged for manslaughter. And I said that, right, to bring this point. The Minister of National Security announced in the newspaper, the behemoths need to expect to see more police shooting. And my point is, when you hold that story next to the next story, I say behemoths need to be concerned. Behemoths need to be concerned. I'm concerned. I mean, expect more police shooting. And when you sit watching surveillance camera, you find out all kinds of strange things happening and things ain't go like how they say. And we have another caller. Go ahead, caller.
Nuri, I have the deeds for the property.
Or is your property?
You see it. It was signed over to me by my family.
And they squatting on your land?
Right.
And you can't get them to move off your land?
Well, they won't move.
And you call the police and the police refuse to move them off your land?
Not only that, I give the police central got a copy of the deeds in central.
The issue you need to speak to now is perhaps have a personal prosecution, contact a lawyer, to have that eviction notice rendered to them and go to court. Your issue is bigger than what you were saying before. You need.
And the thing is, they've been around long enough to. They just believe they heard giddy.
Yeah, that's
you
what you think
of those Wallaces.
We can't call the people in the name on air, you know. But I understand what you're going through. You need to hire a lawyer. Let's see if we can get some when we having those legal help that we get someone to talk to you. Right?
Take care.
Okay, man. I feel bad for you, man. I have another caller there, or the line is blinging. No. Yeah. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Morning.
How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. What you should do is pick up the phone right now, or have the producer do it. Call the health department, because Brayman just alluded to a health.
You can bully me on my own show?
No, I'm only asking.
Oh, you're asking me?
You're the action man.
Oh, okay.
So if you are action and you really are about results, we'd call health. We'd
sound
call
like you're trying to bully me on my own show. That's what it sounds like.
What was wrong with bullying?
No, see, I don't
Let's
like
move
bullying.
On. See, that's the problem. The problem is, the real story is...
Ah, you hear I'm trying to bully you on my show?
Why are you not calling? Why are we not calling health, environment, national security? I know about five ministries that have been breached in that last phone call. See, if I was doing a show, I'd be calling them live.
If you were
saying,
doing a
Excuse
show.
Excuse me, minister. What are we going to do about this? Because we don't want people living on the street.
Mm-hmm.
We need people living in proper. When you go to Miami, you don't live on the street, do you?
Mm.
You don't go into Everglades and push down some bush and chop up some trees for firewood and do like you like.
Mm.
How come we are a nation of plenty laws, but no enforcement? Mm. See, it's not, I'm not calling you, I'm calling you to suggest.
Well, I know it used to be,
because just to let that slide is an atrocity. Because Brayman should have about six ministries down there right now resolving this for him. If it was in the U.S. and you was living in my property, allegedly doing what you have to do with feces, etc., then you're breaking about 10 different laws.
Okay, this is what I'm going to do. Give me your cell phone number so I can give Brayman on the line and let you work on that project.
Four, five.
Go ahead. Four.
I'm scared. 4, 4, 5.
4, 4, 5.
1,000.
1,000. Okay, thanks very much.
And yeah, let's get a resolve for Brayman, because see, that's the kind of crap going on around here we don't need.
I appreciate you.
That's the Bahamas. And thank you for the show.
Yeah, man. So Brayman, as you can hear, Graham Weatherford wants to help you. He said that he'll dedicate his time and his expenses to make sure these people are evicted off of your property. I'm going to give you his number, so I'm going to say it slowly so you can write it down. And he says he's going to use his resources and his lawyers to make sure this happens. So this is 445-1000. Brayman, you get that? 445-1000. And that was Graham, and he said call him anytime and that he will work with you and we'll make this happen. Right? So this show is about helping people, and I'm glad that Graham called in so we can help Brayman with this situation. Is that another call, Ali? Go ahead, caller. Thank you very much.
Hey.
How you doing? Welcome, man.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Oh, voila, Brayman.
Say again?
That's why the police them and the court, judges, all them is running. When he come messing with nothing in, property with the dog. Know what you're talking about?
Yes, I know. It's Skullabu.
The Skullabu.
Yes.
That's my daddy talking about. That's my grandmother property.
Oh, Lord. This is a family war.
We put Brayman on that property some years ago. And because our grandmother died, he believed he owned that property. But that's why the police them don't bother with him.
Mm-hmm.
No official. No lawyer. He can't get none of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where he is. Follow him.
I appreciate the call, though. And this is how we have conversations here.
Yeah. Don't call him up.
Thank you. I don't know what to say. Ali, what should I say now, Ali? Don't follow up on it? No? Is that another phone call? Lord, I see I'm doing. I could be like a Help You Howard type show now, like helping people. Oh, put the next caller. Put the next caller through. Thank you for holding there, caller. This is CNN.
How are you doing, my brother?
I'm always good, man. What you have on your mind today?
Several things I have on my mind this morning.
Did you see the Minister of National Security say there'll be a purge?
Well, you know me. I am a focused person. And you'll see, and in this beautiful country, we have a lot of people who want the government to solve things, but there's too much leftist people in this country. For example, we have a lot of lawyers. I mean, not lawyers, judges who recusing themselves from people stealing the taxpayer's money. I don't know what kind of country this is we want. You see, let me see if I can help them, judges who recuse themselves. what the Attorney General and office need to do, and the Minister of National Security and the Prime Minister, bring in some judges from Jamaica, Barbados, and don't go to the right countries like England and New Zealand and Canada. Go to Barbados, Jamaica, and bring in the black judges who can get a job and who don't know the body. That's why this country really is right now. And see, a lot of things happen in this country. Lord, I hope it don't come to this, you know, because my good friend, they wish they don't say this, but I'm not going to say it. See, the policemen need to do what they're supposed to do. See, the white them can have it both ways. Either you can force the law to do some things, or just keep them closed. See, I believe in getting things done, resolved. A lot of things wrong in this country. You got a lot of politicians borrow $500 million and don't pay this money back. The people borrow money to get out here low and don't pay the money back. But how much the government banks don't pay the money back? Huh? They talk about go for my 67. I get into 60 next year. I'll be 60. I take an early retirement. Nobody can put these new stipulation on the young people. Hire the young people and let these old people go home. They got a system to lock up. That's why the money coming in. They getting some of them getting two or three pension. You know, two or three pension. It's not fair. Now I want to see what Mr. Louis George and Mrs. Fred Smith and Carrie, you know, Bethel Grand say. See, you're massing the payments, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're destroying us, but they ain't touching the bonus. You got the Philippines went to the United Nations and tell the United Nations, the Bahamas government, he ain't giving this people no more.
We're privet. I was laughing at
it. See, you all might think I'm dumb. I've been smart than plenty of people in this country. Trust me, but I ain't got to brag and say what I do. And like I said, please, Bahamian people, being a boy in our country, that is ground, other people too. The next election, let's get the most of school, from 3 score and 10 people out of their mind, because they don't like us. They swear to leading the queen, her heirs, and successors. That's why they choose us the way they choose us. And thank you, Michael, my brother.
Always, man. Thanks very much. I see you mentioned taxpayers' money, right? And something happened recently that got me uneasy, because I deal with my money, the taxpayers' money, right? Recently, the government decided to settle a law dispute, a suit, where the incoming commissioner of police and an incoming deputy commissioner sued the commissioner of police, right? Sued him over whether he has the authority to police orders to assign them to do a job. Whether the commissioner of police has the authority to send them on vacation, because vacation is racked up, right? And they sue the commissioner of police office, saying that no, the commissioner has no authority over senior police officers, right? And the government has decided to squash that lawsuit by paying them out, right? I don't know whether they have determined whether the commissioner has that authority or not, because they didn't allow it to matriculate through the courts. So now I'm still in limbo. I'm still in limbo on what type of authority the commissioner has, right? And I said, no, that's not good. That's not good. Then, on top of that, they decided that the settlement would be a secret. They said, the Bahamian people do not deserve to know how much money is going to be paid to these two gentlemen. Mind you, these gentlemen got their full salary whilst they was on vacation. They got their full salary whilst they was assigned to different jobs. But we decided to settle and give them all amount of money, and now it's a secret. And I want to know, out of which bank account that coming out of? Is that coming out of the consolidated fund? Or is that coming out of the police proceeds of crime? You know, nobody's telling me nothing. It's like I don't deserve answers. It's like I'm second-rate in my own country whilst things are happening. And I'm saying, no, man, surely I deserve some answers. I mean, I gladly get some money. I mean, if they won't give him $1 million, cool. But at least let me know how much it is so I can just shake my head in shame and say, and blame Minnis. But anyway, I have another phone call, right? Pass the call there through.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Fine. I always wondered why Bremen be fighting this battle by himself when he's blind. Because I don't like to hear his family having a land fight. I think, where's his brothers? Where's his cousins? And he girl and the police, aggravating the police for small stuff. I wonder why now he having a family fight. Anyhow, I go up for that. See now, Paul Rose should have not did what he did. He was to tell the politicians, back down. And I saw a chief, I saw Barbados, chief of police, tell the politicians, he won the force. And he publicly said, I think Paul Moore should have a press conference and tell us the Portuguese is trying to run the force. Because they can't fire him. But he sent us some notes saying that it's them. Remember now, every action, there's a reaction. For him embarrassing them police officers, they deserve compensation. You know, like, I hope it didn't exist. Like $50,000 or $100,000 for embarrassing them senior officers. They deserve, everybody costs money, you know. You're wrong and you embarrass me.
But let's have a conversation. How did he embarrass them?
They were demoted.
How? Demotion is in as an authority or by money?
But listen, when Fernando went back to work,
mm-hmm.
Paul Lord sent him to the Ministry of Health.
Yes, but did he have his title?
The PSA.
I'm just asking. One minute. No. Good conversation. You know, you go, I go.
Yes.
Did he still have his position?
No, he had not yet.
So he
position.
Was no longer assistant commissioner of police?
I don't come up on this hill.
So he's he was Mr.? So you're trying to say he was Mr. at that time?
He was, he didn't even know what he was.
Who paid him? Because if he was no longer assistant commissioner of police, surely the police didn't pay him. And that means Ministry of Health had to be paying him. But if I can tell you now, I'm sure the police paid him.
I know, but then the embarrassment.
So you're saying that you know.
Having your rank as deputy commissioner, you went to the Ministry of Health. The PS asked you to sit down. I don't know why you're here. Why you come here? That's embarrassment of a 50-year-old man.
So,
like a child.
So you said, let's go back to the conversation. So you saying that? Not yet. So you saying that because he was assigned? No, because he's mad. He can't get embarrassment. Because he was assigned to work at Ministry of Health at the request of the Commissioner of Police.
No.
That's semantics. We know that. We wasn't there.
He said
we can get. We can get. Hold on. You know better. Politicians can't force you to do nothing. But my point is, if today the Commissioner of Police asked one of his senior police officers to go and work in Auckland because there's some issues in Auckland, as a police. Or as a security of whatever police officers do.
And say
that I want you to work there for 4 or 5 months because this is an operation I think is significant. You're saying that you can sue him and say, no, you can't, I can't do that?
I don't think that's emotion.
So no. It can't be. But see, you're using all kind of vocabulary words, but don't fit.
It is an embarrassment for a senior police officer to go with keep security active duty now. If he retire, I can see. It's a one cent to the boys by school.
And again, caller.
Remember now, Kent's for being FBI's class, the corner code twice.
Let's start talking about NIB.
I trust him.
Let's start talking.
Mine and bad boys.
Yeah, I hear you. Let's start talking about NIB. No.
Why are you minutes?
Caller, don't let me cut you, man. Let's talk. Have a conversation. I want to talk about NIB because I disagreed with you. It was no embarrassment.
From time immemorial,
this the NIB, now,
I
right?
Use NIB funds. How much government billions do you think NIB builds? And have you ever seen NIB be paid back with billions or its overrun cost billions?
Mm.
And every fund, every pension fund, I've noticed. On the stock market, mm-hmm. You see Atlantis, Brookfield mm-hmm. have $700 billion of pension funds that they manage on Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
The money just can't sit there. Money got to grow. Millions of dollars have got to grow for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Norway's pension fund mm-hmm. is run by BlackRock.
Mm-hmm.
The pension can't sit in Bahamas. The pension got to go on Wall Street. All the millions of dollars, government support. Remember, when a certain prime minister spent $25 million
mm-hmm.
and bought shares in the brewery.
Mm-hmm.
Who own them stocks and them shares now?
I assume.
They used that money like a slush fund. That from 74, they had millions and millions of dollars that they didn't grow by gold. You put it on the wall. Google Canadian pension fund. Who mm-hmm. what? Somebody called SSP. Who didn't have pension funds too? But it's on the stock market. It ain't sitting there doing less and less and less and less. Let's say, if you spend $1,500 when Walmart first started, that mm-hmm. brings $700,000 in one share.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody can sit there. We have to learn to invest.
Let me ask you one question, too.
Yes.
How important is NIB to you? Should we allow it to just collapse?
No, it shouldn't.
So is this situation where the actuary says that it needs to be implemented by next month, would you consider this issue urgent?
Yes.
So if you consider it urgent, to that a decision must be made. And if our prime minister says it ain't urgent, we can figure that out later on.
Most every pension fund is run by boards who are experienced in financial matter. We let the politicians pick other politicians who were chairman. They never run nothing.
Hmm.
We have to have a financial board. Like Norway have a bank that runs their trust fund. A financial man who used to deal in a billion form of master.
Mm-hmm.
He's a financial man. He has a degree in finance.
Mm-hmm.
He's acting up like they are a board who runs finance things.
Yeah.
We've been picking politics to run. NIB been mismanaged from time immemorial. That's all. Mismanagement and overstaffed.
I know of NIB being mismanaged, but that's the most efficient government agency we have.
What? No. Ask somebody how much government builds, NIB builds. And when in the budget you saw NIB was paid back? When? I want you to do the homework. How much government builds NIB built?
Okay, let me respond.
The last building I remember was the Tualadi building. Mm-hmm. It was built for $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
It built for $40 million.
Mm-hmm.
And that's NIB funds.
Yeah.
Wasted and squandered, and the pun and buddies get all the millions, and when that other party come, they finish it. They squander NIB million. I know that for a fact. I've been around for a long time, but you get come.
I agree. But thank you very much for calling. Let me give some commentary on that, right? Because there's a list of things I want to discuss, right? So the NIB situation has deemed not urgent, right? That it's not urgent now that we addressed it in terms of increasing it, and of course increasing it every 2 years. It's not urgent, right? So I see a lot of people crying about it, but our government has determined that it's not a big deal at this present time. They're going to transfer some money. And then when we ask the word transfer, I assume that this is monies that the government had owed NIB, like for these buildings what the caller is talking about, that they're transferring in. Mind you, that don't solve the problem, but I guess they said that that's good enough for right now. And government said that they plan to investigate, find out new ways on bringing in money. But again, how urgent is that? Will that be enough by next month, like that actuaries are saying? And will it be enough in terms of the increases, right? Now, the government, the NIB is mandated, or one of the mandates of NIB is to furnish the government with access to funds in order to carry out government projects. That's why our government's able to get money from NIB to build buildings, schools, and hospitals, and so on. So we borrowed money from NIB, and then we pay it back at whatever interest or low interest that NIB has, right? It's a symbiotic relationship where the Bahamas benefit. Now, you may question whether we pay it on time, and we can look through the budget to see if there's any monies allocated to pay in NIB. I know the opposition questioned that there's no money allocated this budget, so where are they getting this lump fund? But nobody asking those questions. Hopefully the media will ask. The government say, okay, where you get this big set of money and how much money is this big set of money? Then analyze it to see if this money will be enough to keep the fund afloat. But I wouldn't characterize NIB as being a slush fund. I think that was a bad characterization. It's a symbiotic relationship to building the Bahamas. But do we have another caller there? I see it blinking. Go ahead, caller. Thank you for calling. Thank you for holding on.
Yeah, good day. What's happening, Neri?
I'm always good, man. What's on your mind?
Yeah, sometimes as intelligent as Robert, they just baffle me. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
We have vehemence. You need to learn, seriously learn to take emotions out of stuff. You're correct. If the commissioner of police secondes, yeah, you might know he being personal with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if he secondes you within his rights to go sit down in the front of PMA, that's what you got to go do.
That's how I look at it.
You understand me? You got to go do that. Many times when I was on my job at DTC, me and my boss had an argument, and he sent me around to do orientation and all kind of funny little sections. Man, I was vexed, but in order to keep a job, I had to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And as for Wayne Monroe, as brilliant as that man is, did an excellent case for me, too. He sometimes got to watch what come out of his mouth, man.
What you mean?
It's like, you,
But don't be doing slandering nobody now, because you know I need this gig.
I saying what he say.
What he say?
Be careful if we put the police. There be more police shootings.
It's a purge.
I could turn.
We need to get rid of criminals.
I could term that as there'll be more police killings, because we know when police shoot, sometimes a lot of times the people die. You could term that. Well, why not turn that and say, okay, we will equip the police to deal better deal with crime. They're going to be able to deal with crime much better. In his position of authority, the world is watching him, man. You can't be saying that. That's like the fellas in the United States saying, okay, we just killed last week, the white cops, and expect more killing from the white cops.
No foreign place would have said such a thing. No, man. The repercussions if a leader in the United States to say such would have been a big fallout. You can't say that.
He got to resign that same day.
Yeah, but we're different in the Bahamas. We understand the issues we're facing, and we have a crime problem. So if we have a crime problem.
Yeah, but you still don't say it. You said it's time we correct the ship of state. 50 years of bandits, we need to correct it. And it's not going to be an easy solve and correction to this problem. Now, NIB. NIB don't have to tax nobody. NIB need to write their ship of state. Because NIB, I have some friends with the NIB, and they told me that, listen, they have never seen so many foreign women claiming on their dead husband, right? These people, they never contribute nothing. Okay, fine. If you want to give the wife something, let's say the husband hypothetically was getting $50. If you want to give the wife something and she don't contribute, give her $25. Give her something to sustain herself a little bit. But don't give her the same $50 the husband was getting, and he was the only contributor. Second of all, I had a family member that lived a life of crime, shooting, gun robbing, thieving, drop out of school, all that kind of thing. When he got crippled based on the craft he was doing, he ended up on NIB until he died before me. Now, how is that possible? Someone who ain't contribute nothing. You understand? And like I was trying to say earlier, if you want to be a foreigner, just like you got to pay work permit and stuff like that to come into work in this country, I think you should revise. If the payment's paying $10, you should pay $15. Now they can say, oh, that ain't fair, that ain't fair. What you mean ain't fair? Because at the end of every month, these foreigners are repatriating millions of dollars worth of funds back to their country. You understand? If you want to come work here, if that's one of the criteria, you need to pay a little bit more. For police record, $250, no use of foreigner, you need to pay $5. This country has to run. You understand me, Neri?
I understand you. I could empathize what you're saying.
Yeah, man, we got to do things right, man. You understand? But being Monroe, please, for God's sake, before you look in the mirror, say what you can say, and then speak what you're saying, man. You're so brilliant for that, man.
You're definitely a brilliant man. I see I have a text here that says, good morning. I've been paying national insurance since I was 17 years old, and I've never claimed. I'm now 55 years old, and they're talking about increasing into retirement age from 65 to 67. I look like I'll never get what I've sewn in. We will save NIB. Right now, it's a lot of political wrangling, so you should not be concerned. But I would tell you, don't be dependent on NIB money, because that's small money. That's small change. I'm hoping that you putting money aside someplace else, right? Caller, I see you. We're going on a break now, so I'm going to answer your call immediately after we come on another side, right? This is Guardian Radio AM. This is C.A. Nuri, and we're having a conversation there. Open line today.
We're not always able to see the storms in life approaching, but we can take the necessary steps to be prepared to ensure the safety of ourselves, our loved ones, and our property. This hurricane season, trust J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers. We'll be here to help you get back on track in your time of need. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio on AM. This is C.A. Nuri, and we have an open line mic today. I see the callers on the phone right now. I have a text here. Says, I have applied for retirement benefits from February 2022. They have yet to acknowledge my letter. I can't reach anyone to ask them. What, why, when? It's no type of information. It happens at NIB. I only think I can assume that they are overwhelmed, right? But they have a duty to respond. I see I have another caller there. Go ahead, caller. Thank you for calling. Caller.
Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
It's always good to hear your voice, man.
Sparky here. Hope your family's doing well.
Yes, they are. Happy Independence
Day. For the day to my beautiful Bahamian brothers and sisters, and also to our legal visitors. Illegal ones, too. We got to say God got to watch over them, too. Now, Mr. Nuri, you know, I've been saying this for many, many years, and it seems like it can't get out of my soul because the same thing seems to be happening to Bahamian people and foreign illegals that are coming in here and taking advantage of our country. Like I told you many times before, Mr. Nuri, I've been interested in becoming a farmer, doing farmer from a long time ago. I'm 71 now. I've been requesting government land to do farming like many people who have already received. A lot of people got the land and did not do what they supposed. It's supposed to be for the prime purpose of farming. I've known people who built from units to rent, churches, all kinds of different things on the land that is not specified in the deeds of the land. I've been trying to get land from Mr. Pinlin time, Mr. Ingram time, Mr. Christie time, and Mr. Minnis' time. I finally got 2 acres of land off Gladstone Road last year, September the 15th.
Look at God.
I finally got it. But now, Mr. Nuri, they promised us that got the land, the people who are subscribing to be farmers, that they will cut a 50-foot through road headed west off of Gladstone Road to the properties, and then another road between the properties so that we have access to the land. They will rake down the land, and it's our duty after that to clear the land and then put up our private fencing and start our farms. That was supposed to be completed since November the 30th of last year. We still can't get to the farms yet, other than when it's rain and the potholes, which are actually craters, you can't get to the land. They got people going on in the back there in the nights and whatever, dumping all kinds of trucks and frigidaires and air-conditioned units and everything. I mean, down there, it's unsightly. I've been trying to contact the minister. I've been trying to contact the ministry to ask them to fulfill their end of the bargain. Thanks for the land, eventually. But still, we cannot become farmers and help our country if we don't have access to the land. Now, the other part of this thing is, we have people coming in the back door illegally and got 39 doggone shanty towns around here that nobody seems to be able to put them off to it. They are illegal. They are breaking our laws from the beginning. Their children are here for 18 years, then we got to turn them into citizens because they're born here in the Bahamas. We don't know if the mother's legal, the father's legal. We know nothing because nobody gives us any information. They keep telling us that they're going to pack up these people and send them home. And you know from yours, a little boy, they've been telling us that. The more they say they can sell them home, the more come. Now, I understand, and I'm sorry, that they're going through. They have built up their country with over 11 million people. We don't even have a 500,000 people in our country at Bahamas. You realize that 1 million out of 11 million people come to the Bahamas one day, they will overtake our country. And nothing we can do about it. They outnumber us. Years ago, the man said publicly on the radio, on the TV, that is more of them here than us, was locked up for they let go for saying that.
Thank you very much, Sparky. I appreciate this call, man. Thanks again. Right? And I see also, do you have another call there? Or, oh, I was about to do the call. Go ahead, caller. Thank you for holding.
Yeah, morning, Brother Nuri. Hope you're doing well.
Blessings to you, inshallah.
Mr. Nuri, these are just rhetorical questions, right?
Okay, so I won't answer.
Whatever happened to the $17 million that we paid for the drones?
Hmm. Well, we saw the drones.
Yeah?
Yeah, we saw it. It was on TV. You checked it, you didn't see the drones on TV. I saw the drones on TV. I don't know how much million dollars a word it was, but I'm saying I saw the drones.
Another question.
Go ahead.
For $50 million in consultancy, or as Chrissy Love used to say, consultancy fees, $50 million a year that we are paying out, Mr. Nuri,
mm-hmm.
What are we getting for that?
I cannot say because we have specialists. I know a number of these ministries have specialists, international and local specialists, doing that. And when you have a certain degree and certain specialties, you're supposed to get paid big money.
Oh, you know.
Who am I to question?
Pandora Butler, she was on this morning. She said that she was, you know, because she's at the age of 60, she had to retire from NIB, but now she's the consultant to the Jamaicans.
Okay.
I thought she could have been rehired with all of her expertise and whatnot and gotten some of that $50 million to who we know just going to friends, families, and lovers, and there's no Freedom of Information Act to say for us to find out who, this is our money. Supposedly, we say it. This is our money, but we can't know where. We kind of. It's just a lump sum, $15 million.
Mm-hmm.
You increase your travel fee by $15 million. The other day, the people from Abaco were saying they needed $4 million to complete the complex down in Abaco for hurricane season. But you could increase your budget by $15 million. Can't give the people $4 million in Abaco.
The government has pledged the money for Abaco to build a thing. So that's they're already settled with. I understand your frustration, but I remember hearing the government announce that it was only $1 million extra they needed, and they gave the money.
But Mr. Starr was on the radio the other day begging for pledges from the public.
Yeah,
the public. You begging for pledges from the public, and your government spending money like drunken sailor.
Our government has an agenda, and they outline the agenda and outline their policy what they plan to do, and this is what we voted for.
In line with the public finances, you can't say we're struggling as a country, and everybody else is like Animal Farm.
Mm.
You know, all of us are equal, but some of us are just a little bit. We got to fly first class.
Mm.
Oh, we got to eat caviar, but you all just take the crumbs off the table. But like Frankie Campbell say, you know what? For the first 6 months, I can stay out of people's business. Mm-hmm. Next 6 months,
mm-hmm.
I can mind my business. Have a good day, buddy.
I appreciate you calling. These are some questions we need to ask. You know, there are a number of people are concerned about the government traveling, and of course, our government's dismissive and say, "Well, this is what's going to happen." We are concerned about the government spending because we're supposed to be in a bind, and the government spending an exorbitant amount of money. And of course, the government say, "Man, these are just political hacks." But eventually, these things build up, especially when you're not providing information on what is it, what is the mandate and agenda that you do. And then you start having your own people start questioning you, say, man, you're spending too much money. And I believe that our government needs to be concerned about these things. I'm also noticing that we are at the rate of killings on par with the record number of murders happened in 2015. In 2015, we had 146 murders that happened that year. And if we continue to keep pace, we will break that record. And I am concerned. Like every other day, you hear someone get murdered, you know? Like, it's too much murder. It's just too much murder. Is that another call there? Yeah? Go ahead, caller. Let me hear what you have to say.
Yes, sir. Good day.
Go ahead, man.
You know, we seem to want to separate, right, Social Security, right, which is INIB, right, with other social services in this country, you know, like health care, you know, like the medical plans, you know, like school, You know, these are social services. Like housing, these are social services. We seem to want to separate them. And then we like to call ourselves this Westminster government, but we don't do what the Westminster government does. The Westminster put all of these services together. They put them in the consolidated fund. But we put in our constitution where we don't put it in a consolidated fund. We try to write a new book. You see? And that is our problem, you know, and we love to hold the poor people accountable, but don't like to hold the others accountable. You know, we tell the poor people that, no, they just need to be educated, they just need parenting. But watch me now. We in a capitalist world, we have companies like Taylor's Industry, Henry Store, Godfrey Jones. These people get mashed up just because of capitalism. You see, it's like everybody can't survive. You know, in the capitalist world, some people got to be mashed down so others could prosper. You see, and we lie to our citizens. We tell them all we're doing, community policing, and call it urban renewal. How in the world is community policing becomes urban renewal? And then that's the government being involved in policing themselves and policing itself. How could the government mandate community policing? Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for calling. And as we're about to go, I'm going to read this text, right? So, good morning, Nurian Bahamas. Do we know an officer of the Royal Bahamas Police Force cannot take instructions or report to any junior member or non-member of the Royal Bahamas Police Force? Do you have a copy of what specifically the officer's lawsuit spoke to? Do you know if the settlement was zero? I would encourage you to secure these answers. Well, I do not know. It's a secret. Everything is a secret. This has been Guardian Radio in the AM. My name is C.A. Nuri, and I shall see you again tomorrow. Have a good day.